I think the old sores of stress and loneliness do raise their heads here. Many MIPS, as we know, will be working from home and on their own, and you do need to get out. I think it's very important to have that balance between your work and your life set about right. And we all know, especially when January comes knocking, that we spend far too many hours locked away in our offices trying to meet the deadlines. But you do need to get out. Stress-busting things like going for a walk, going for a bicycle ride, going down the gym, whatever it is, I think you've got to put time aside for it. One person I know is absolutely religious on going to the gym early in the morning, every morning, and he spends an hour in the gym and he comes out feeling fit and ready for the world. He says it's just the best thing that he does. It sets himself up for the day and the rest of his day is hugely productive. So dealing with the stress, you've got to get out, you've got to talk to people. Even clients can be quite good at this. You know, just visiting them can actually give you a break from the home environment. Obviously, as far as illness is concerned, you need to cover for that. You need to set up a locum system, and indeed the practice guidelines for all the professional bodies, including the AAT, actually insist upon that point. Okay, so what have we left? I think business expansion is an area that we've sort of touched upon, but let's just try and add a few extra things to it. We've said that there's a sort of a jump to light speed when you start taking on members of staff. But I think generally speaking, growth in business is something that we all need to turn our attention to from time to time. Many MIPS are quite happy sitting at home, having a bit of movement in their client base, perhaps expanding a little bit, one or two drop off because of retirement, moving, etc., etc. And all of that, I think, is part of the natural warp and weft of running a practice. But there is a strategic issue. You do need to work out where you want to be. Some people are very happy doing that for years and years. Some people say, no, I eventually want to take on staff. And there are a very significant number of AAT members who do actually have quite significant numbers of staff. And by that, I mean up to about a dozen people working for them. But then their time is hugely spent in managing that workload. It is, of course, a very personal issue. It's intensely personal. You've got to work out actually what works for you. And certainly, I think it's good for any business. But I run by what I call the four C's. The first C is for compass. You've got to work out where you are going. The second C is for competencies. You've got to have the right skill set. If you haven't got that, you've got to train for it. You've got to keep your CPD up and so on and so forth. The third C is the C for communication. You've got to communicate to your clients. You've got to keep in touch with them. And finally, and it's just my own personal view of the world, a little bit of compassion too. My last C is for compassion. Sometimes you have to spend a bit of time listening to clients, their woes. Perhaps they've got a relationship breakdown that's going to have an effect upon their business, and you just need to sit there and listen to that and perhaps not necessarily say very much, but I think that's very therapeutic for them, and they certainly appreciate that in my experience. Right, well, I think we've pretty much covered all the areas on client management that I wanted to cover in this podcast. I certainly hope to see you soon. We'll be dealing with a lot of other issues throughout the year. So until next time, cheerio.